Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
I want to be conformed unto you, Lord. I want to be conformed unto you. I want to be conformed unto you, Lord. I want to be conformed unto you. I want to be yours, O Lord. I want to be with you for eternity. I want to be conformed unto you, Lord. I want to be conformed unto you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, my friends. Let's be conformed unto the Lord as we reveal the end day's truth and expose the false on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It is up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That's the only way it can stay on the air. When you write or call, it encourages me to keep doing my best for you on this program. Amen. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Watchman comment. Those that tell you that the return of Jesus is imminent and that it could be at any moment do not know end time scriptures. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3 tells us very clearly that one of the things that must happen first before the return of our Lord is the Antichrist must be revealed first. The man of sin, the son of perdition, has not yet been revealed. I know many of you think it is Obama, and though Obama is looking better for that job every day, it has not been revealed, and that's the true truth. When I know who the Antichrist is, I will reveal it, and it's quite possible that you will hear it first on this program from me. But I assure you, for now, it is not the time yet. So, my friends, do not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, for though that day shall come, and it is even near at the door, for the great falling away could be happening even right now. The main thing is that you know the holy end of days, scriptures, and the promises they make to the saved who are prepared and ready to meet Jesus in the air. Amen. Are you ready? I pray that you are. And you will be if you listen to this program. That is my calling as God's watchman, don't you know? Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7, the watchman. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Brother Johnson, Greek, Episcopan, office of the overseer, called and ordained by God's own voice, just like in biblical times, as his watchman. God said Brother Johnson is a sign, not the sign, but a sign to this last generation. There are many natural signs which I report about, but Brother Johnson is a spiritual sign. Webster's dictionary defines sign as something that indicates a fact, quality, etc. Indication, token. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's prepare to endure to the end tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries, On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
For the word of the Lord shall come to the peoples of the earth.
Hallelujah.
The days that you live in are the last days. You must turn to me. You must turn to me, all the peoples of the earth. For those who do not turn to me, saith the Lord, shall be not forgiven. But when you turn to me, when you seek my son, when you seek my face, when you let the blood of my son cover you, then shall you be forgiven, saith the Lord.
And I have given you the victory, and I shall take you through these times victoriously. And wherever you go, I, your Father God, shall go before you. So fear not these things that are going to come now. Fear not what you hear. Fear not what others tell you.
My. That's why I say you get the true truth here on Signs Radio. Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Acts chapter 3, verses 19, 20, and 21. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Watchman comment, my dear friends, it has all been a part of God's plan right from the beginning when Yahweh formed the earth and heavens and then man from the dust of his newly created ground. Once man was formed and Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, the foundation was laid for repentance of sin, for the conversion of all mankind. There are times of refreshing from the Lord as mankind is given the chance to turn from sin and be converted, that those sins might be blotted out, as preached by the prophets of the restitution of all things since time began. Are you ready tonight? Have you repented of all that you needed to repent of? Repent. Be restored, get right, and get ready. The last days are upon the earth, my friends, and upon you. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. Amen and amen. My farmer friend Richard from Ontario, Canada, has in the Spirit of the Lord sent a wow walk on water love gift, and I bless him for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the truth. Amen. Father, I pray, bless Richard, Lord, who made your program possible tonight. You know who he is, Lord, and you know his each and every need. You know the crops that he needs, Lord. Give him good crops. Bless him abundantly and meet his every need, Lord. Amen and amen. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. My friends, you too can help with the new radio station bills for October. They always come in at the first of the month by writing Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122. Town is Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, N-Y, zip 13797. I'll repeat that at the end of the program. If you appreciate this program and you would miss it, if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated. Now for the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Skewed polls indicate Obama's in trouble, not Romney. The absurdity of the skewed sample models in those polls is one thing, but what conservatives need to understand is that polls skewed too heavily to favor Democrats point to one very important fact. Obama is in big trouble because they're trying to make it look like he's not, don't you know? Continuing. Warning to Iran, don't mess with Israel. We are presently at a time when we are consistently seeing Israel's border enemies even more emboldened to stir up strife and lash out against Israel. As Israel sees itself ever alone in this big, bad, evil world, do not expect them to just idly sit by and watch their nation be wiped off the map of the planet Earth. With Iran ever breathing threats at Israel and Israel's border enemies doing likewise, the tensions are high in the Middle East and in the world. We as Bible believers know without a shadow of a doubt that Almighty God has great things for Israel, but until they believe that, they will find that they are all alone in Satan's big, bad, Israel-hating world. Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 to 3, chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, and they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, "It shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. And I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God." Zechariah chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, "For I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be shaken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city." Zechariah verse 3, "Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as he fought in the day of battle." Watchman comment, "Thus saith the Lord Almighty Yahweh, amen." Continuing, American distrust in deceptive mainstream media hits an all-time high. If you're an avid listener to Signs Radio, maybe the headline of this story doesn't surprise you, because obviously you are listening to this program for information you just can't get in the so-called establishment mainstream media. According to a recent Gallup survey, Americans' distrust of the media hit a record high this year, with 60% saying they have little or no trust in the mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. That alarming figure is the result of a trend seen worsening over the past few years as more and more Americans become less and less trustful of big media. Watchman comment, "So stay tuned to Signs International Radio, where you do get truthful reporting of 666 end times worldwide events." The word distrust, my friends, also means negativity towards the media is at an all-time high for a presidential election year. Continuing, parental consent not needed for morning after pill at New York City schools. The Big Brother state does it again. Girls as young as 14 years old can receive pregnancy intervention at 13 New York City high schools, and no parental consent is needed to get pharmaceutical drugs. Plan B, morning after pills and condoms, are free for the taking in an unpublicized program that has been ongoing for the past year. This program gives students access to oral contraceptives, birth control injections, condoms, and of course the morning after pill, which can prevent an unintended pregnancy up to 72 hours after unprotected sex. In order to stop the child from receiving the benefits of this program, the parents have to find and fill out an opt-out form in order to exclude their child from the freebie program. Unless the parents find and fill out the form, their daughters can get birth control from the school nurse. Watchman comment, "Though all that is bad enough, please note the morning after pill kills an already implanted fetus or fertilized egg, that is a human child beginning in the womb." My, oh my, more of the Obama drama, and this one kills. Another moment of strong delusion in the Obama drama.
Congress needs to reinstate this authority that has in the past been given to Democratic and Republican presidents for decades. In the meantime, I'm going to keep doing everything I can with my current authority to help. So with or without Congress, I'm going to keep at it. But it'd be a lot easier if Congress helped. So I'm going to keep doing everything I can with my current authority. With or without Congress, I'm going to keep at it. With or without Congress, I'm going to keep at it. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Candyman, candy, cause he mixes it to make the world taste good. Candyman, candyman, you can even eat the dishes.
Continuing. Welcome to our last days. Be careful so you do not end your life on earth with an antichrist yourself. Be aware that there is massive deception inside every church in the face of the earth. You will not escape one of the children of the devil who are doing Satan's work in the name of Jesus. When you are called to the ultimate sacrifice, you must not bow before the children of the devil. Stand tall. Jesus the Messiah has overcome the world. The walking dead on earth might be able to kill your body, but they cannot kill your soul. Blessed be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God who will soon return as the Lion of Judah and the offspring of David. He will return for his persecuted and bruised bride. But first, get ready for a rocky ride. Continuing. Madonna tells everyone to vote for black Muslim Obama. Madonna, quote, "We have a black Muslim in the White House. That is an amazing shift. There is hope in this country. Y'all better vote for Obama, okay?" she said. "For better or worse, all right," she said. "We have a black Muslim in the White House. It means there is hope in this country, and Obama is fighting for gay rights. So support the man," close quote. Watchman comment, "Well, I'll tell you, that's not surprising, at least not to me. A homosexual lesbian would say that. And by the way, I removed the four-letter words from that report. This is the kind of pervert that wants Obama elected. But, at least this pervert knows the truth. Obama is a Muslim. My. The perverts know the truth, but many of the so-called intellects don't. My. Continuing. A true Christian would never accept an Islamic Medal of Honor from the Islamic King of Saudi Arabia. Barack Hussein Obama did that, and Obama has bowed before the King of Saudi Arabia. He has visited and hailed the Pope, and he may have bowed and kissed the Pope's ring, as all are required to do that, don't you know? He has also bowed before the Emperor of Japan, and now he bows to the gay's right to marriage. He has a Muslim father. He claims he is a Christian, yet he visits mosques together with Muslim brethren, and he addresses Muslims, claiming Islam is the great religion of peace. Whatever he might be, Obama is not a Christian. And, at the very least, Obama is paving the way for the final Antichrist. Is Obama the Antichrist? He sure is looking better for that satanic job, isn't he? Every day. Continuing. Acts chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. "And I will shew wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke." Verse 20. "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come." My friends, scientists are eyeing a large, newly discovered comet that might crash into the sun in 2013. Astronomy forums are buzzing with a speculation about newly discovered comet C/212S1. Currently located beyond the orbit of Jupiter, the comet is headed for a very close encounter with the sun next year. Acts chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. "And I will shew wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come." Continuing. Kids to drink gay Kool-Aid. In many elementary and secondary schools across America, October will be designated as LGBT History Month. It is certain to feature predominantly in California, where promotion of homosexuality to all school children is now mandated by law, and it is likely to be observed in all those classrooms controlled by the nationwide Gay, Lesbian, Straight Teachers Network, GLSEN, whose founder, Kevin Jennings, was appointed Safe School Czar by President Obama. They will be taught through carefully constructed lesson plans to view homosexuals as a superior class of human beings. They will learn the importance of protecting homosexuals from societal homophobia, perhaps even emanating from their own parents, and that homosexuality is a perfectly normal and healthy and unchangeable form of sexual identity. In other words, they will be indoctrinated in provably false and thoroughly biased pro-gay propaganda. Watchman comment, "The last day signs, the end times, they sure are here, and the rise of homosexuality is one of those signs. Do you believe me now?" Continuing. Text a tip. Snitch program invades small town America. and yet another example of Big Brother-style snitch culture being fostered and implemented all across the country, the city of Marion, South Carolina, is now demonstrating how the oppressive surveillance state is no longer limited to large metropolitan areas and bigger cities already conditioned to living under the watchful eye of government. Now, even small towns such as Marion, with a population of 6,937 people, gadzooks, if you remember the old hee-haw, are getting in on the act. The Marion Police Department is launching a new program that allows citizens to report crimes via text message, much like the now infamous See Something, Say Something program being implemented by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Watchman comment. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Homeland Security Department unveils new Panzer division. Nothing to worry about, though, bro. To the list of recent unsettling developments at the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and other federal agencies, such as FEMA camp expansions, massive DHS ammo buys, a creepy new biometric surveillance system just being rolled out by the FBI, and drones buzzing over our backyards with cameras, we can now add to the appearance across the country of not just heavily armored military-grade Humvees, but GLS armored personal carriers, called APCs, 2,500 of them to be exact. The last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Will I like voting for a Mormon candidate? No, I will not. However, I would not like four more years of Obama, even worse. I don't know what to tell you. It's a lesser of two evils, and man, we've got a big evil right now. Do you want four more years of that? Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write SIGN, spelled SIGNS, P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviate N-Y-Zip 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want. But I never write letters asking for money, friends. And I truly thank you for writing and helping to keep all the science programs on the air. If you appreciate this program and you would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated. I just recently had to drop the Saturday morning program due to lack of that type of support. However, be assured, Saturday nights at 9 p.m. 4840 will remain on the air. Saturday mornings is gone, but Saturday nights is still there. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, The Test. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for our brothers. On Sunday, believers arrived at a house church in the Soviet Union in small groups throughout the day so as not to arouse the suspicion of the KGB informers. They began singing a hymn quietly. Suddenly, in walked two soldiers with loaded weapons, ready to shoot. One shouted, "If you wish to renounce your commitment to Jesus Christ, leave now." Two or three quickly left, then another. After a few more seconds, two more. "This is your last chance," the soldier said. "Either turn against your faith in Christ," he ordered, "or stay and suffer the consequences." Two more then slipped out into the night. But no one else moved. Their commitment to the Lord was firm, even to the point of death. Parents with children trembling beside them looked down reassuredly, fully expecting to be gunned down or imprisoned. The other soldier closed the door quickly, looked back at those who stood against the wall and said, "Keep your hands up," but this time in praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. "We too are Christians. We were sent to another house church several weeks ago to arrest a group of believers," the other soldier interrupted, "but instead we were converted. We have learned by experience, however, that unless people are willing to die for their faith, they cannot be fully trusted." Wow! Can you be trusted, my friends? Will you run when you might lose your life for Christ? Can you imagine being faced with a decision to run or die for your faith? We are living in a day where this could very well become reality. But how many of us would be willing to stand? My dear friends, let's start deepening our relationship with the Lord today so that our minds may be focused on heavenly things and not consumed with the weight of all the worldly things, so that it might be easy for us to make a stand for Him should that day ever come, just like in the story I shared with you, amen and amen. So get right and get ready, and Maranatha, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Hallelujah, amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Unto you, and unto the churches, and unto the pastors, and the evangelists, and teachers, and all those guys. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
Are you being drawn today? Come to Jesus now. Let His love surround you, clothe you, lift you, comfort you. Let Jesus be your good shepherd. Your Master, your God. Amen.
My dear friends, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So, as I always say, get right and get ready. If you missed part of tonight's program, tune in to the repeat on Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, frequency 9265. If you can't get that frequency, write me a letter and I'll give you a phone number that you can listen to at that time. Or you can go to my website, www.signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. SignsRadio.com, just like it sounds. And if you are a Monday night 9:30 p.m. listener, please pray about sending support. It is needed for the Monday program. Then please tune in Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 WWCR Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. It's almost time for WWCR to switch from 9350 to 5070 for the winter months to give you better reception. So be forewarned. I have no say about that switch or when it will be. If you don't find me in 9350, try 5070. Here's that address to write again, but more quickly. SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY, 13797. There haven't been any call-ins lately, so here's a short note from my friend CBK out there in Illinois. He also sent a wow offering to help Signs Radio stay on the air. Wow! What a time to be alive! History in the making! Prophecy being fulfilled! Jesus bless you all, CBK. Thank you, my dear brother. Sure appreciate that, Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. Is there anyone out there listening tonight? I'd sure appreciate the call. Get ready. Here comes the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that's preparing you for the last days and times and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are the best. They are loyal, and they help keep the true truth going out to all the world here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.